I welcome you to another episode of Rested Life Podcast with Stanley. On this platform, we will share how you can act on the word of God you hear, walk in your inheritance, and enjoy all God has made available to you in Christ Jesus. You remember last time, you know, I was speaking from the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 17, and I was speaking about the fact that the Lord God we serve is a man of war, and that there is a sovereign discretion in how God chooses to fight for his own. There's a sovereign discretion. You don't have to instruct or direct him on how you want it to be. When he steps into the battlefront, come on. When he steps into the battlefront, God is able to rout his enemy in whatsoever way he wishes to do, so. You need to listen to that particular message. Then I'll just go on today to talk about the fact that, you know, the Lord God will engage in a war when his name and his honor is at stake. Remember, the passage says in 2 Chronicles 20 verse 17, you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. The Lord will go out into a war when his name and his honor is at stake. The name of the Lord and his honor were at stake when the armies of Aramean, when the Aramean army said that their God is the God of the mountain and not the God of the valley. Come on, he's the God of the whole universe. You dare not say that. The name of the Lord and his honor were at stake. And so God had to engage in that war. God will engage in a war to enforce his sovereign will. Because in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5:18-34, Peter and the apostles, they were locked up. The angel of the Lord, you know, knocked him up and said, come on, Peter, I'm releasing you from this jail. Go out, stand in the temple and declare the counsel of God. And for doing so, these guys were going to, they were arrested again and they were going to be killed. God went into a war, as it were, on their behalf to ensure that their lives were spared, because the gospel was to reach the whole world through these 12 men. So you dare not kill them before their time. God will go out to war to defend the defenseless and those who trust in him. Jehoshaphat and the whole of Judah trusted absolutely on the Lord, and the Lord had to defend them. The Bible says, but thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible will be delivered. I will contend with them who contend with you, and I will save your children. When those who are defenseless, God will go out to war on their behalf. And we will hear stories about, you know, people, children, or even girls, you know, or, you know, people who have been raped by the so-called powerful. You hear all sorts of stories of people who have been, you know, sexually abused. Listen, if you're listening to this message, the Lord will go out to war to defend those who are defenseless. You take advantage of people because of their economic status, because of their, you know, whatever status that makes them look disadvantaged. You take advantage of them. Never mind. God will go out to war to defend them. And if you are the enemy, you're in big trouble. God is a man of war. Because when he is for you, you are assured of victory. But when he is not for you, then who can help you? This one, I also like to continue to talk about the fact that the passage that we read tells us, position yourselves. Even though you do not need to fight in this battle, you need to position yourself. There is need for positioning. You need some spiritual positioning in the place of prayer and other spiritual activities that the Lord God of glory will direct you to do. You need some physical positioning. You need some, you also need some positioning in your mind. He said, position yourself. then stand still and you will see the salvation of the Lord. Until you stand still, you will not see the salvation of the Lord. We hear people say, well, Lord, I mean, how are you coming through for me? It's been a long time. Why would you? Oftentimes, we are not able to stand still. There's something in man that wants him to not stand still, that wants him to sort things out for himself. So how do you stand still in the midst of a storm? In my study, I found that stand still, you know, taken from, you know, the Hebrew translation actually means take your stand. Station yourself. Take your stand. Don't cower in fear. Don't run. He says, take your stand. Until we take our stand, we don't see any result. We must need to take our, and I will explain this in details. He says, and see the salvation of the Lord, for the Lord will fight for you while you hold your peace. And I try to find out, what does it mean to hold my peace? I found out it means the Lord will fight for you while you stay stuck, silent. Stay dumb. Stay deaf. Stop speaking negative words. Stop speaking fear. Stay deaf to the noise that you hear all around you. Come on, because there will be noise. Just stay deaf. Just hold your peace. Stay deaf. Be deaf to the doctor's report. Be deaf to the feelings that you have on your body. Be deaf to the things happening around you, because the Lord will fight for you. Come on, this is a serious matter. Stand still and see. Be composed. Quit trusting in your ability or in anyone's ability. Stop complaining. I like to tell you a few things. Standing still to see the salvation of the Lord has different implications. Are you faced with options? The option to please God or to not please Him? The Word of God says today, stand still. Do not stand for righteousness. Choose to please God. Are you faced with the option to fear? The Bible says, take your stand. Station yourself. Understandably, the first instinct of man is to fear. But don't dwell in fear. Take your stand. Stand still. Station yourself. And oftentimes, you know what happens when we are afraid? We just want to talk. You know, you just want to talk. You say, I went for this interview, and you know, all I saw were, you know, people who were this and that. I don't think I'm qualified. The same mentality that an Israelite had. They said, the sons of the ark, we saw giants in the land. We were like grasshoppers in their sight. So you hear people talking. You hear people say, I went for that meeting, and I don't think I have a chance. You hear people say things like that. You see, when the doctor pulled the report, come on. I heard someone yesterday on television say, the government is saying, open up the schools. And she said, I have an underlying condition, so I'm terrified. My husband and I have had to write our will. Come on. Writing your will is not a wrong thing, but the fact that you are doing so because you are terrified means that you are accepting defeat already. The Bible says, stand still. Do not cower in fear. Don't go about talking defeat, because there is little or no help for the man who by the words of his mouth has accepted defeat, has accepted sickness, has accepted loss, failure, or oppression, or any kind of a downtrodden position. There is little or no help that you can offer to such a man. For the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 2 that a man is ensnared by the words of his mouth. A man is ensnared by the words of his mouth. What does it mean to stand still? I'm still talking about this word. It means to stand firm against your enemy. To be composed. Stand firm against your enemy. Now you've stopped complaining. Now you stopped the pity party. Now you've stopped the murmuring. Now the next thing, do not despair. Don't throw up your hands in defeat. Don't throw up your hands in defeat. Rather, throw up your hands and surrender to God. Stand firm
against your enemy. Because whenever we stand firm against our enemies, you know what happens? God enters the battle. He enters the battle. He doesn't enter as a defeated one. Of course, you know that. He enters as a champion of the battle. He enters as a man of war. He clothes us with himself. And then what happens? We win. Because with God, nothing shall be impossible. God cannot lose. And because he cannot lose, having clothed us with himself, we cannot lose as well. For the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 13, it says, the Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I come to you this morning to encourage you in the name of the Lord. Quit trusting in yourself. Quit helping yourself. Allow the God who is a man of war to take up your fight. Allow the Lord to take up your fight. He will fight for you, the redeemed of the Lord. He will fight for you, the man and the woman who he will use for his purpose. He will fight for you, alien. He will fight for you, widow. He will fight for you, widower. He will fight for you who are defenseless. He will fight for you, the fatherless. He will fight for you whose only trust is in the Lord. He will fight for you. Those who have been abused in different forms, the Lord will take up your fight. He will fight for you. Quit fighting for yourself. Let God take up your fight. Until I reach you again on this platform, stay blessed. Let God take up your fight. Amen.